Once upon a time, nestled amidst rolling hills and shimmering lakes, in the enchanting town of Harmonyville lived a wise old woman named Agatha. Her silver hair flowed like a river of moonlight, and her eyes twinkled with kindness. Her days were spent in reflection, reminiscing about a time when the world seemed perfect. Harmonyville was renowned for its breathtaking landscapes, a haven where the thoughts and opinions of its citizens were held in high regard, and open discussions were embraced with warmth and respect. The local newspapers carried stories that encouraged lively debates and welcomed a multitude of perspectives. The town was a beacon of understanding and unity, with its people cherishing the values of freedom of speech and embracing diversity of thought. The crowning jewel of Harmonyville was its cherished news outlet, aptly named the Beacon of Truth, which fearlessly pursued the facts and defended the principles of democracy and the celebration of differing viewpoints. The fame of Harmonyville spread far and wide, attracting visitors from all corners of the realm, who were welcomed into its loving embrace. But as the years passed, Agatha sensed a subtle shift in the air, like a gentle breeze carrying a foreboding message. A dark shadow began to envelop the town, casting a cloud of division and fear upon its inhabitants. Throughout the land, an air of entitlement pervaded the hearts of Harmonyville's visitors and residents alike, breeding a lack of respect for others. Tensions mounted, threatening to rupture the bonds that had once united the community. The age-old currency of common decency began to wane, overshadowed by a sense of privilege, disdain, and a disregard for the rights of others. In response to the growing animosity, a committee was formed, its purpose to extol the virtues of Harmonyville and safeguard the town's flawless facade. This committee, known as SILENT, Special Initiative for Limiting Expressions of Nonconforming Thoughts, but more commonly referred to as the Truth Control Board, sought to suppress any voices of dissent and bury expressions of personal opinion beneath layers of promotional rhetoric. Agatha's heart grew heavy as she witnessed the transformation of the town she cherished. The vibrant debates that once resounded throughout the parks and thoroughfares began to fade, replaced by carefully scripted narratives. With great sorrow, she observed the beacon, once a guiding light in the town's narrative, facing the wrath of the Truth Control Board. This cherished free press, once celebrated as a defender of truth, was being reduced to a mere puppet, controlled by those in power. Journalists, once revered as guardians of honesty and truth, were silenced or coerced into crafting insipid tales stripped of substance. The news became a mere shadow of its former self, deprived of the critical voice that had guided the town for generations. Slowly, inexorably, Harmonyville was losing its soul. Drunk on its initial success, the Truth Control Board sought to extend its dominion, devising a peculiar scheme known as the demerit system to maintain the illusion of unity and stifle any hint of disagreement or divisiveness among the townspeople. The impact was swift and bewildering. Before anyone could respond or protest, the shadowy Truth Control Board ensnared all of Harmonyville's inhabitants in a labyrinthine web of demerits and penalties. Any forbidden words that dared to escape the lips of those who questioned SILENT's carefully constructed narrative lost their vibrancy, their very existence evaporating into the ether. As conversations took place throughout the streets and gathering places, unsuspecting citizens found themselves trapped in a whimsical dance of miscommunication. Whenever someone dared to utter a word deemed controversial or politically charged, a stifling hush would descend upon the surroundings. Like clockwork, stern-faced demerit enforcers would materialize, armed with their clipboards and stern attitudes. The demerit enforcers would mark down the offensive word, and, with each stroke of the quill, consign the hapless speaker to a tally of demerits. Confusion replaced understanding, and silence cloaked the once vibrant exchanges. People twisted their sentences into incomprehensible linguistic contortions, seeking to convey their intentions while avoiding any triggering words. Simple discussions became an intricate dance of semantics and euphemisms, a minefield fraught with hidden pitfalls. The residents of the town grew timid, their voices stifled by the fear of accumulating demerits and facing the ensuing penalties. Whispers spread, carrying tales of outspoken citizens who had dared to defy the Truth Control Board, only to vanish into thin air along with their words. Yet, no one would admit to knowing the fate of these unfortunate souls. Gradually, Harmonyville transformed into a place of muted voices and severed connections, a broken town where genuine communication and understanding had become elusive dreams. Laughter, once the symphony of the streets, was replaced by stifled whispers and hollow conversations. The demerit system had achieved its objective of eradicating controversy and debate, but at the expense of the vibrant tapestry of thoughts and ideas that once defined the town. The voices of all the imaginative and thoughtful people who had made Harmonyville a beacon of hope were silenced in the name of preserving order and control. The suffocating, heartbreaking silence that enshrouded the town served as a poignant reminder of the price that must be paid for the sacrifice of free expression. And yet, as destiny would have it, a flicker of resistance ignited within the hearts of a courageous few, as Agatha, with her treasured memories, joined forces with Benjamin, the charismatic young editor of the discredited Beacon. Their partnership ignited a flicker of hope, inspiring the disheartened townspeople of Harmonyville. Together, they dared to defy Silent's oppressive regime, gathering in clandestine corners to share their rebellious thoughts and opinions. Together, they rallied against the oppressive Truth Control Board, rekindling vibrant debates and open discussions. Their whispered conversations carried the seeds of change, spreading hope among the disheartened. Slowly but surely, their resistance swelled, fueled by an unwavering belief in the power of free speech. The townspeople rediscovered the strength of their voices, joining forces to reclaim the spirit of Harmonyville. The once feared demerit enforcers now faced a united front, as citizens voiced their dissent and demanded the restoration of their rights. Bound together by a shared purpose, Harmonyville underwent a remarkable transformation. Agatha rejoiced as the chains of silence shattered, giving rise to vibrant debates, lively discussions, and the free exchange of ideas. The beloved news outlet, the Beacon of Truth, with Benjamin once again at the helm, reclaimed its role as the town's defender of democracy, shedding the influence of Silent and returning to its sacred mission of unearthing truth and embracing a diversity of opinions. Once again, Harmonyville flourished, its people emboldened by the recognition that the freedom to express oneself was a priceless treasure worth fighting for. The streets reverberated with the resounding chorus of laughter and animated conversations, as its inhabitants celebrated the revival of genuine connection and understanding. And so, the epic tale of Harmonyville and its steadfast citizens stands as a testament to the indomitable human spirit and the enduring power of free expression. It serves as a reminder that no matter how stifled our voices may become, the yearning for truth and the desire to share our thoughts and opinions will forever find a way to break free from the shackles of silence. May the story of Harmonyville inspire us all to cherish and safeguard the values of free expression, for only by doing so can we cultivate a brighter, more inclusive future where the richness of diverse thought thrives, and the voices of all are truly heard. Bev Hanna is a writer and published author. A recovering portrait artist, she now teaches senior writers how to craft compelling stories and memoirs through workshops and online courses. Learn more at scribblersguild.com.